are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So Christianity, like many other religions, addresses the intersection of mental health and spirituality from a unique perspective. We emphasize the idea that individuals are created in the image of God and that care for the whole person is essential. This includes physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. We are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Balabi, here as we speak about caring for the whole person. Muruti dumelang halikaoi.
Good morning. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us.
Great.
Indeed. Muruti, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Sure, let's pray. Father in heaven, what a privilege that is ours at this very moment of the day that we can pause and allow you to interject our lives and speak to us and encourage us and help us to look at you from a dimension where we can appreciate your interaction with us, both spiritually, mentally, and otherwise. We pray, Father, that at this hour of the day, you be among us to appreciate and counsel with us in the best way you know how. It's our prayer that we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we're looking at caring for the whole body, right? And when we read scripture, we get to understand and know that we are created in the image of God, right? So how does that now influence our understanding of our own identity, that we're created in the image of God?
Yes. This influences our identity, the way in which we carry ourselves, in that when as creation of God, human beings as creation of God, when we look at, consider the fact that we are in the image of God, we therefore realize that these bodies therefore must be cared for in such a way that they honor the giver of this body, that is, they honor God. They must be used in the glory, in the honor of God himself. So that helps us to be extremely careful, not to abuse ourselves in any form, be it mentally, be it socially, be it otherwise. We need to do whatsoever we do to the glory of the Creator himself.
Yes. Yes. So looking at that, Mpundiswami, how does now recognizing the divine image in others impact our interactions and relationship within our faith community and beyond? Because you have rightly explained, you know, how we are created in the image of God. But when we're looking at ourselves, we are all different. You know, we are all different in a lot of ways. So how does it now, you know, recognizing that, address, impact our interactions and relationships in our communities and beyond?
Yes, friends and everyone, the moment you realize that your friend, your neighbor, your colleague, your associate is a creature who comes from the hand of God. Now, the first and foremost, it says to you, it says to me, therefore, this person deserves a special respect, deserves a special respect because he's not just an ordinary being there, he's not just an ordinary creature there, but he is actually the image of God. And definitely with God in this person, in the life of this person, when you respect your friend, when you respect your neighbor, when you respect your schoolmate, your workmate, you are actually translating, rather extending the respect to God himself who created that very person. And so as we do so, we are actually doing that to continue the extension of glorifying and exalting God, magnifying God.
So there's we've had various, you know, discussions of mental health on all, in all spaces, be it radio, TV, even when we're having, you know, food, whatever, we are always speaking about mental health. And it becomes quite an interesting one now when we speak about mental health with pastors. you know, because they bring in another aspect to the whole issue. But how can we now prioritize our mental well-being, you know, in our daily life? And what role does faith play, you know, in managing stress and fostering positive thought patterns? And the issue, I said, it becomes challenging with pastors because everything, Jenny, the word, and we're like, yeah, we get it. But at this point in time where I'm about to be depressed, it feels like, you know, because they always bring in that. And sometimes we struggle as people, you know, putting it there. I don't know why we even take it out. But how do we now prioritize our mental health and also looking at also issues of our faith?
Mm-hmm. Now, if I were to refer you quickly to the Bible there in the book of Romans chapter 12,
mm-hmm.
I think it's verses 1 and 2, you will appreciate that the writer says, and the Apostle Paul, I'm just paraphrasing, the Apostle mm-hmm. Paul said that we need to have our minds ready. We need to be transformed in our minds.
Okay.
We need to have our minds transformed. Now, transformed mm-hmm. for what? Transformed to appreciate what God is ready to bestow or to put in our minds. In mm-hmm. other words, God, who is our creator, works with us on a daily basis through our minds. Mm-hmm. And these minds cannot be working with God if they are not, if I may say so, if they are not clean enough to receive what the Lord is ready to bestow on these minds.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, there is no way in which we can talk about the Christian faith in its totality, but ignoring the fact that our minds must remain as clear as possible, even to receive the impressions of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that our minds stay fresh and pure yes. from time to time. In other words, we need to avoid anything, therefore, by all means possible, we need to avoid anything that will distort, anything that will damage the purity of our thoughts.
So since we are all going through a lot, we are all going through a lot. That is a given. So how then now are we approaching, how can we now approach others with compassion, recognizing the divine image in each person, because we are all made in the image of God and we're all good. But when now we bring in the issues of mental health, we're going through a lot. But now when I come to Pastor Balabe, I must approach him understanding that he might also be, you know, going through something and be compassionate. But how do we do that?
Okay, first and foremost, I think we need to appreciate this thing that the Creator God has chosen to honor us. He has mm-hmm. chosen to honor us human beings.
Mm.
Honor us in what sense? In that while we are all sinners, while we are all affected by the results, by the repercussions of sin, at the same time, God is expecting us to help each other.
Mm.
Now, the manner in which we must approach each other is such that first and foremost, as I approach you, my sister, or as you approach me, realizing your sinfulness, realizing my sinfulness, I need to accept, of course, that despite my sinful condition, God still expects me to help my fellow sinner who is also struggling on issues of mental health, just like I do. But peradventure, through God's help, I'm able to redeem my sister from their condition. While myself, I should be redeemed by the next person as well.
Mm.
In other words, the issues of mental health as it relates to the Christian life and how we must be compassionate to each other, it's a vice versa route. It's not a one-way route. It's a reciprocal one-way. This one is able to do this, and then in turn, this one helps me as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. Muruti, how then now do we align our values with spiritual principles, enhancing our overall well-being and satisfaction with life? Because, yeah, it's a lot, you know. It's a lot. How do we do that?
Yes. I think a little general way of looking at things. My submission to our dear listeners is that brothers and sisters, or ladies and gentlemen, let's appreciate that we are living in a world of, in a battlefield like setup.
Mm.
That's basically where we are. That's where we are. Mm. And so we need to align ourselves in such a way that we, first and foremost, we appreciate that, okay, this issue of mental cases or mental troubleness of some kind comes in as a result of the devil, who always wants to steal away our joy, our happiness, our calmness, our tranquility and peace. He's the one doing all this.
Mm.
And so, in order for us to stay on the right path, we have got no any other option than to rely and trust God. To say, God, I do not have the ability in myself to deal with the issues of mental issues as they rise on the stage today. But as I rely on God, God is able to sustain me. It's an issue of faith here.
Mm.
It's an issue of faith that by faith I rely on God and God will keep me on the right track.
Yeah. So when we now come back to scripture, Muruti, do we have scriptures, you know, that resonate with us regarding the importance of caring for the whole person in light of being created in God's image?
Yes. Of course, somewhere I referred to Romans chapter 1, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2,
mm-hmm.
where the scripture is reminding us that we should present our bodies. Now, our bodies here includes our minds.
Mm.
We must present them as sacrifices, living sacrifices. We must present them as holy and pleasing to God.
Okay.
It is only when we choose to remain with clean minds. Now, there is nothing better on earth or in life that can make you cleaner than choosing to surrender your whole body, your whole mind to God. It is God who is capable of keeping our minds clean.
Mm.
Remember, we are living, like I said, we are living in a battlefield-like ground. So everything that we come across, is actually fighting against our mental conditions.
Yes.
But it is only by us relying on God. Now, relying on God here, it would call on us to be careful on what we eat, because what we eat influences our thinking pattern as well. Mm. It would also call on us to be careful on what we drink, on the kind of the association that we make on earth here. Yes, it's important for us to have friends and but it's important to know that as we associate and make friends, that will ultimately influence our pattern of thinking. And so, again, one more time, our reliance on God is the main background for our staying, for our mental freshness and cleanness.
Mm, 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 mm.
Yeah.
Indeed. And it's very quite important, Muruti, that, you know, we look after the whole person and understanding that we are created in the image and of God. So do you have any closing remarks for, in case someone missed us when we started like 13 minutes ago, what you would want them to take home with? And then after that, if you can just please pray for everyone, the holistic person, the person as a whole, that we may be okay.
That's very true. Yes, in a closing statement, I would say to our listeners, brothers and sisters, it's important that we recognize, first and foremost, we come to terms with the reality that life where we are today, where we are in our generation, is faced with so many challenges, including issues of mental health. And it is important for us to develop this faith, this simple faith that clings to God, to say, despite all that we come in contact with in terms of troubling our lives mentally and otherwise, all this, the solution here, yes, it's important for us to do some other mechanical things that we can do, this and that. But the first and the most important thing is to rely on God to help us sail through. Friends, I can remind you that ultimately God wants to save us in his kingdom. And guess what? He wants to save us with with our pure minds that are ready to appreciate him and to appreciate his counsel every day as we live. And therefore, let's do our best, be it on what we eat or what we drink or whatsoever, even our attire, whatever we do, let it be something that keeps us as clean as possible, both spiritually, socially, and otherwise. We need to remain clean to God so that God can work with us and we can work with God with clean minds. Mm-hmm. God bless you, friend. Shall we pray?
Yes, please.
Our gracious and loving Father, again, we recognize that this world stands completely against us in terms of life. And we desire, O Lord, that when the battle is finished, we may emerge victorious. And that calls for our deliberate decisions in living for you and living for you alone. I pray this this morning for my audience and for myself indeed, that you help us, all of us, Heavenly Father, to do the best we can to keep ourselves as pure as possible, that the Holy Spirit may not be removed away from our lives, that the Holy Spirit may enjoy to stay with us, to guide us, and to give us the strength to remain resilient throughout until you come. Bless us throughout this day, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Murudi, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day. Till we chat again tomorrow.
God be with you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.